Hello there, this is Ken Study Journey Audio Articles, my EVQ A-Star Tips. How did I plan and make my EVQ project? I'm Ken, a Chinese A-Level student. Welcome aboard Ken Study Journey Productive and Diligent Study Pathway and Train. A-Star flies to the sky, making your future bright. When the A-Level results were released, I got an A-Star for my EVQ project. You need to have great time management, project planning, research, academic writing, and presentation skills to make a great EVQ project. Do you know my secrets about getting an A-star in my EVQ project? Follow me. Before talking about my useful tips, let's talk about some basics about the EVQ project. EVQ stands for Extended Project Qualification, which is a research project for students to make about their interesting topics. The project is worthwhile because it not only develops your necessary skills to study in a university, but also worth up to 28 UCAS tariff points, which is equivalent to half of an A-level subject with an A-star. Students need to make and submit some documents during the project, including project proposal form, activity log, dissertation or report, and final presentation PPT. The first thing you need to do is to find a starting point for your project. The project can be any topic you want, and it can be any subject like computer science, mathematics, and chemistry. In order to make a good EVQ project and intuitively make your research, you need to find and pinpoint the topics you are interested in. For example, I'm a computer science student and I'm interested in computer networking and web programming, so I will choose some relevant topics. Then you can choose one topic for your project. You can list all topics you would like to do first, so that you will have sufficient ideas. This can be a mind map or a list. Based on my interest in computer networking and web programming, I chose a topic to make a fast, secure, and reliable educational website, which is this website. After choosing your topic, you will need to fill in your proposal form. This includes the title of your topic, questions you want to find out, reasons for choosing the topic, activities to carry out, resources to get, and so on. You also need to write down some skills you need to practice in this project in the proposal form. Once you have started doing your project, you can immediately start making your activity logs. The activity logs will cover all stages of your project, including when you are choosing the topic, writing your dissertation, and correcting your errors. You need to record your process in your activity log as soon as you finish every step. If you leave this until the deadline, you will find it difficult to expand the details. You can also add some images in your activity log to provide more evidences, including screenshots, diagrams, and data. After determining your topic, you will need to make plans for your project. Some of the skills that the EVQ is testing are project planning and execution skills, so you need to make and execute your project plans. You can use a Gantt chart to plan your EVQ project, including each step and its deadline. You can also add an actual session to record your stages in reality. More importantly, you need to maintain consistency among your documents, including your Gantt chart, proposal form, and activity log. For example, you need to have the same original plan in all of these documents. Then you can make research for an interesting project. I will give you some tips during the research and investigation process. The first step is to find and read some relevant dissertations or reports. The main goal of a research project is to make some improvements to technology or create a new item based on the existing research by citing some previous dissertations. For example, based on IPv6, BGP, and content security policy technologies, I can make a fast, secure, and reliable website. You can use some websites, such as Google Scholar, to find dissertations you need. Then you can add them to the references section in your essay and then add your summary to the literature review section. For example, in the literature review section of my essay, I have added the definitions and descriptions of some technologies used, that is IPv6 and BGP. The second step is to learn more about the formats of an academic dissertation. You need to follow the formats to formally express your experimental results. You can also learn this format from some existing dissertations you have downloaded from the internet. An academic writing usually involves table of contents, abstract and keywords, introduction, literature review, methodology, experiment, results, conclusions, evaluation and review, references, and appendix. For example, the abstract contains the main idea of the essay, and the introduction involves some real-life problems and the purpose of this research, and so on. During the experiments, you need to keep evidence and screenshots to expand the details in your dissertation. For example, while installing my web server and making my website, I have screenshotted my server configurations, codes, and firewall rules. You also need to screenshot some errors in your project so you will show your persistence in your dissertation. You may be experiencing errors and failures in your experiments, but don't be stopped by these errors. The EBQ project also tests your trial and error skills. Only with hundreds and thousands of trials can you become successful in a big project. So you always need to find out some solutions and improvements if you are experiencing hurdles while making your project. For example, I had failed to enable IPv6 on my web servers first. However, after hundreds of trials and adjustments, I have successfully enabled it on the website. You also need to write down your full solution to each error in your activity log. For instance, I have written down my steps to address the IPv6 failure problem. After the project, you also need to reveal your weaknesses and make reflections. This includes some improvements you can make if you do this project again. You can write this down in your dissertation and final PPT. For example, although I have asked my classmates to test my website speed at different places, including their homes and some public Wi-Fi, I should have used some online testing tools to test it in different countries and regions. In the last stage, you need to make a PowerPoint presentation to show your project with teachers and other audiences. This will test your public speaking skills, which may also be essential for your future study. In the presentation, you need to engage with audiences and catch their attention. You can ask some questions about some real-life problems. This will demystify the knowledge points in your project. For example, at the beginning of my presentation, I have asked the audiences a question. Do you notice that the internet has become slower during the COVID-19 pandemic? I have also invited most classmates to participate in my EBQ presentation to get them learn more about the internet and web. Last but not least, I will give you some tips to boost your time management skills. I will mainly introduce two tips mainly for this project. My other time management tips will be introduced later in my future articles. You need to reduce procrastination while doing your project. Procrastination is to delay the tasks you need to do today to your future date like tomorrow. So you need to strictly follow your plans at the start of your project. In other words, you need to finish every step before its deadline. Recently, in order to reduce procrastination, I have made a new feature on my Study Planner web app, which is called Project and Reading Tracker. Since I'm a computer science student, I made my Study Planner web app as part of my website with programming skills. It can store the projects I need to do and the deadlines and progresses. For example, I can record each stage of a project, its deadline, and the percentage finished. If you are interested in, you can learn more and sign up for free at planner.kingstudyjourney.com. These are my tips for making a high-quality EBQ project. I hope you can study hard, improve your time management and project planning skills and get an A star in your project. More useful study techniques and habits are available on my website. You can explore more study tips if you want. Go to kenstudyjourney.com. If you want to receive my latest articles, study tips, and news, please subscribe to my email newsletter on kenstudyjourney.com/newsletter. See you at next article. Bye.